I can assure you, said I, that it will take a very tangible ghost to frighten me. And I stood up before the fire with my glass in my hand.
It is your own choosing,
said the man with the withered arm, and glanced at me askance. 28 years, said I.
Mr. Buckler felt his hand stiffening with fright under his face, and there was a faint rustling sound, like some small silk thing blown in a gentle breeze. He sat up straight, stark and scared, and a small wooden voice spoke in the stillness. Pa! Pa! It said.
Grant says there is a legend in the neighborhood that it is the tomb of the last of the Kenyans, the evil Countess Sarah, who was murdered in 1630. She lived quite alone in the old castle, whose ruins still stand 3 miles from here on the road to Bristol. Her reputation was an evil one, even for those days. She was a witch or weir woman, the only companion of her solitude being a familiar in the shape of a huge Asiatic.
Oh, Dorsetshire's full of ghosts, you know. Yes, yes, but that won't do. I don't want to have to drive 10 miles to see somebody else's ghost. I want one of my own on the premises. Is there a ghost at Ling? His rejoinder had made Alida laugh again. And it was then that she had flung back tantalizingly. Oh, there is one, of course. But you'll never know it.